The subject of rice, the brocha on rice, is a complicated subject, and it has a lot of details. I'll try to put it down in an easy way, as much as possible, to help you follow the whole, all the details in a way that you wouldn't have difficulties. Let's try. Rice is a little similar to Hamisha Minei Dogon, the five kinds of grain. When you have the Hamisha Minei Dogon, Chitos, Eiro, and the other, so when you make out of it bread, it's a choshev thing, and Chachamim was metaken that you should say Hametzel Lechem in Oretz, and after you eat, you bench, the regular benching. If you make out of it cake, then it's not as choshev as bread, but it's choshev. So therefore, they were metaken a special broche of Bere Mine Mezenas, and after you eat, you say Alamichio. Alamichio is all similar to regular benching. What is the difference? The difference is that it says in Chumash that after you eat, V'ochalto v'savoto uvirachto es Hashem alekecho al ha'oretz ha'toivo. So therefore, there is three broches for the bread and for Eretz Yisrael and for Yerushalayim. Hazon esakel, al oretz v'lamozin, uv'nei Yerushalayim yirek eilish. The same thing is also by mezeinus. But by mezeinus, they don't make out of it three separate broches. It is all in one broche. But you also say there, Alamire valakalkolo, valerotz chen vativ orchovo, valirshalayim. So, at least there is a different, but they are in the same category. All this is only by the five kinds of grain, Hamisha Minei Dogon. What is the din if you do bread or mezeinus out of kidney yeast? Then you don't have this brocha. You say shehakel. It's food, but it's not choshev enough, so they don't have the special brocha. So you say shehakel, and after you eat, you eat sit beer in the foshes. There is no beer in the mezeinus, no mitzvah lechem in the oretz, and not benching, and not alamichio. Just shehakel, beer in the foshes. What is the din by rice? Rice is similar to the five kinds of grain, but it's not one of them. It makes your zat, soveya, a little bit like bread, but it's not exactly.
Why didn't it make it into the five grains? It's like there's kinyas, and then there's dagan, and then there's rice.
Right. Rice is something in between that Chachomim did not give it the chshivas of the five mini dogon, and it's not like kidneys, it is similar. It is not only by brocha. It is by other dinim also, by matzahs also. Let's see what is the din of rice by brocha, and what is the din of rice by matzahs that we have to eat the first night. Matzah that is made of the out of Chamisha Minei Dogon.
Why did Chachamim not? What about rice? Made Chachamim not?
Because it's not as soveya as lechem. It also gives a little bit of sphere, but not as much as bread. Let's see what the Chachamim was metaken about rice. They were metaken, if you make bread out of rice, before you eat it, you say, boyer min mezenes. After you eat it, you say, birna fashis. So the first broche is like mezenes. The broche achreine is like kidneys. It's in between. The same thing is also by matzah. Matzah has to be out of chamisha minit dogon, not of kidneys. If you mix chamisha minit dogon, flour of wheat, together with flour of kidneys, you mix them, you make from them matzah, it's not good for the mitzvah. Teichlo matzahs means only if it's dogon. Rice is also not like matzah. If you make matzah of rice, it's no good. Because it has to be from chamisha minit dogon. But if you mix it with flour of wheat, the whole thing becomes like wheat. Because the rice is a little similar, and when you mix it, it does it. Let's see how the Alter Rebbe explains it. It's in this, on the second side, is the din of matzah. Im iriv kemach chitim, im kemach erez, na ve'oso mehem matzo, im yesh bo tam chitim, hareyu ke'ilu hoiso kulo chitim. If you mix flour of rice with flour of wheat, and it has a taste of wheat, then you make out of it matzahs, it's kosher. Ukshe eichel kezayis mimeno yeitze yedei chivosei. It is just like you ate from wheat. Afal pi sheroiv kezayis ze hu oires. Lefi sheteva ha oires leigorer acharachitim. When it goes with flour of wheat, it becomes the taste like flour of wheat, and it's kosher. Aval im irev kemachitim im kemach doichon, which is kidneys, afal pishi yesh b'tam dogon, eine yetzem edichavose. Because it's not, it's just a little bit close to it. And the same thing is also by the broche. Like he says in Seif Yud, not only by bread, also if you make a kasha out of rice, ho'oires, rice, im bishli achenitzbaech, that it became like a kasha which is changed by the cooking, mevorech beremin mezenes, avolachov beremin nefoshes rabbis. It gets one thing like the dogon, but not both of them, not completely. By Pesach, it's only if it's mixing. By mezene, by broche, it is only half. Like berem in the mezenes, and after that you say berem nefashas. That is the original din. Ba broche and ba matzes. Actually, lemaise, both are not able to use. Why? Oires, Pesach, Arminheg. The Rishonim made a takone, we shouldn't eat kidneys and not rice. Because you could make out of it a kasha, you could make out of it bread, and you could mix, so they said you shouldn't. Sfardim eat it, Ashkenazim don't. the Rishonim paskin that we do not. So you can't mix oires, flour of rice, with flour of wheat, because we don't eat Pesach flour of rice. The halacha is a halacha, but we can't do that.
So we're not allowed
to eat
either, only if it's a matzah.
You could eat not for the first night. You could eat Pesach. We don't eat rice the whole Pesach, because it could be becoming chometz, and then you use the other kind of kasha too, and they made a takana. We don't eat it on Pesach. So obviously you cannot mix it with the wheat in the first night, because we don't need it the whole Pesach. The Sfardim they didn't accept this gzera. So they could, but theoretically, practically, we cannot use that halacha. The same thing is by the brocha of Berem in the Mezenes. We cannot say a Berem in the Mezenes on bread which is made of flour of rice. Why? Because there is another one kind that is similar to the Chamisha Mini Dover, which is called Doichan. As you see here, it says melt. So what do I care what's about the Doichan? Because there is a machlekes in Rishonim when the Rachamim said that Oires has a din of Ber Minim Zeines, there is a machlekes if they spoke about what we call rice, or they spoke about what we call melt, which is Doichan. One of them is kidneys. Since it's kidneys, so we make out of it bread, you say shehakol. And one of them is that they were made the takone berem in the mezenes. We don't know which one it is. So each one that we take, either melt, either rice, we cannot say berem in the mezenes, because maybe it's kidneys. And we have to say shehakel. So what do we do if we eat rice? It's a machlekes if we have to say berem in the mezenes, or we have to say shehakel. So the halacha is, if we eat rice, we say shehakel. Why? It's a machlekes. Either shakel, either berem in the mezenes. The reason is, the Chachamim was metaken several brachas. Shakel means everything that we eat, including bread, including mezenes, including rice, whatever we eat. If we say shakel on it, because I didn't know which bracha it is, Yetzer. If there is a sofek, what bracha you to say? We say shehakel, we are yetzer. So since we don't know which bracha, which one is doichan, which is shehakel, and which one is rice, eires, that is mezenes, so we say on it shehakel. We cannot say mezenes. If the bracha is shehakel, the mezenes doesn't help. If the bracha is mezenes, shehakel could also help. So therefore, we say on rice shehakel. Even though, if we would know which one is oires or which one is doichan, then on oires we would say berem in the mezenes, and on doichan we would say shehakel. But since we don't know, so on both of them we say shehakel. Obviously, there is no problem with Brocha Cheine, because in any case, Oires, the Brocha Cheine is Berenefashis. This is one topic that we cannot say on Eres, Bere Minim Zenes, because we don't know which one is Eres, which one is Deichan, so therefore it's a Sofek, if the Broche is Shehakil or Mezenes, so we say Shehakil. Then, that's if we eat bread or Mezenes out of the flour of the Eres. Or, we break it in pieces, the rice, we grind it, and we make a kasha of it. It's also usually when we make kasha, even from grain, we say mezenas. We don't say ametzi because it's not baked, it's only cooked or whatever. But we say mezenas. So the same thing is also rice. But if you make a kasha of the rice, which is not grinded, just as it is, then comes a third option we should have to say on it, Bere Prihu Adomo. And that makes it a little complicated. Why Bere Prihu Adomo? Because let's say you eat the rice, you bake it as it is. You don't grind it, you don't do nothing. It's not bread, it's not kasha, it's regular eires. So we say adomo.
Kasha is like a maisek deiro?
No, maisek deiro is if it's cooked to become a kasha. But if you just bake it, let's start with the wheat, the mini dogon. You may meet sometimes in Shulchan Aruch that it says that Pesach children don't eat the candies that is chometz. So what should we give them? We give them kloyes. What means kloyes? You take wheat, you just bake it a little bit as it is, and then when you eat, it's like a candy, a little bit. It's an ash. That same thing it says in Hilchas Yontef. Yontef, give the children something that makes them happy. What should you give them? Kloyes. So it's wheat, it's baked, it's not cooked, so it's not masik deira. So you say Adomo and Berenefoshes, because it's not the Chachomim of Mtaken that if you make out of it bread or mezenes or a kasha, that you mix it with some water and it becomes a kind of a Michael, then you say Berem in a mezenes or a meitzi by other kind of grain.
When do you make a meitzi on a cooked grain?
Never.
Oh.
If it's cooked, it's always mezenas. Hametz is only when it's baked.
Okay, fine.
So, when is it called that it became a maisek deiro or a kasha? And when is it still separate, each one, that is still like lawyers? So there's a machlekes. If you break it in pieces, it became a kasha, that you say, Perim and Mazenis. Even if you didn't grind it, you didn't break it in pieces, you just peeled it and then cooked it, that they became sticky one to the other. It's already cold like a new entity, and it's becoming mezainis. So, by grain.
So the second opinion is that it doesn't have to be crushed, it only has to be stuck together?
It's the second opinion, if it's not crushed and not pasted, not glued, it is still bare minimum zenith. The first one says that bare minimum zenith is only if it was glued together or was grinded or broken to pieces. The second says anyways. So when we eat a kasher, which is not of grain, but which is not pasted one to other and not grinded, then there is a machlekes, if you say adomo, or you say bereminim zenis. That's by grain. Let's see it inside. In Sif Ches, first he says, first, he says that if it's a tafshil that is out of flour, mikemach, or the grain was broken into two or three pieces and cooked, that's called daisa, a kasha. Afilo le'nichlak, it wasn't breaking to a few pieces. Rak shuhusok liposei, the peel went off by any kind of method. V'darki le'ochel kach bevushol, kigin harifishol tzeirim, it's also berim in the mezenis. V'yesh oimrim, at shismachu v'izdapku agarinim zelazem reva bishol. It was cooked so much that it became like one piece.
Like oatmeal?
Oatmeal is something which you cook and becomes one piece. I know by rice, when you cook it, it becomes like one piece the rice. But over there, it's if it became one piece, it's bare minimum zeinus. If it didn't become one piece, you just cooked it and you eat the cooked water with the rice. But the rice is not, each one is separate. Not rice, let's see about, speak about
like bread.
Grain. Bread is already grinded.
Right. So
we're speaking about not grinded. When you make a kasher of rice, it's not grinded. Therefore, there is a question by grain and by rice, when they are not grinded and not pasted together, if it's called like cloyes, which is bere pri adomo and bere nefoshes, or it is, since it's cooked together, it's already called the tafshil, maisik deira, and you already say bere minim zeinus.
But I have a question. Doesn't matter if you use different types of rice, like some, like let's say long grain rice is more, like less stuck together, and short grain rice will be more stuck.
It doesn't matter. If it became one piece, there is no question of adomo. If it didn't become one piece, and they are separate, then there is a machlekes.
So what would be...
Right, so what, does it matter which type of...
Doesn't, if it's water. Rice. So it doesn't matter. Matter only if it's pasted together by cooking or not.
No, but certain types of rice, like short grain rice, and when it cooks, like let's say sushi rice, it's very sticky. When it cooks, it all gets sticked together.
That's, he doesn't say which one. He says it's independent if it's sticky or not. If it's sticky, everyone agrees that it's mezenas by grain. But rice will discuss them. But if it's not stick together, then there is a machlekes.
So the machlekes is only on the types of rice that doesn't stick. So the yes. Types of rice that
yes.
Does stick.
And the machlekes is not only by rice. Machlekes is also by grain.
Right.
If you make out something of grain, usually when you make for something for a kasha, you already grind it in some way. But if you don't grind it, you just take it as it is, and you get it together, and you cook it together, then it's machlekes. Mm-hmm. If it's adomo or Shehakel. Or Mizenis. Now, Barais, soon we'll see what we are doing actually in this case. Barais, we have, if it's not stick together, we have now three broches. It could be it's Adomo, could be it's Mizenis, and could be Shehakel because maybe it's Doichan.
Because
maybe the metakone of berem in the mezenes is on the other kind, because there is oires and doichon, and we don't know one, each one of them, the chachomim make the takone that you say berem in the mezenes. There's a machlokes. So each one of the doichon and rice that you eat, you don't know if it's kidneys or it's oires.
So let's say it was whole kidneys.
Kidneys and it's baked together, it's shehakel.
So let's say it's whole, though. It's not stuck together.
Not stuck together. If it's not stuck together, it may be adomo. It could be it's considered as cooked anyways. So then it's either berem in mezenes, either shehakel, because if it's kidneys, it's shehakel. A brand of kidneys is shehakel.
So, I'm saying, if it's stuck together, it's either
Shehakel or Adomo.
But if it's not stuck together, it's either
Mizenis
or
Hadam. Either Mizenis or Hadam, but maybe Shehakel. Because maybe it's already considered as a kasha. And a kasha, if it's not Oires, it's Doichan, then it's shehakel, because maybe it's kidneys.
So you're saying we don't necessarily know when it's considered nismai?
No. If it is nismai, it's certainly either mezenis, either shehakel, because we don't know if it's kidneys or it's oires.
Right. So I'm saying if it's not nismai, right? It's
yes.
Nismai,
yeah. Then there is a machlekes if it's considered as adomo or mezenis. But if it's mezenis and if it's kidneys, mezenis of kidneys is shehakel. Mezenis of rice is mezenis. Mezenis of bread of kidneys is becoming shehakel. So we don't know. We have two kinds. We don't know on which one, each one, and which one the chachamim made the tikkun of mezenis. Could be it's considered like kidneys. Kidneys is shehakel. So we have a triple question: if it's a domo, or mezenis, or shehakel.
Got it. So I didn't know there was an opinion which said if you have kidneys, which is whole and cooked, it would be shehakel.
That's what I said in the beginning.
So, but I thought if it's whole, meaning because the alternative
is no, but by whole, we don't know. Let's say it's not whole. It's bread, made, it's grinded.
Yes.
Then there's a machlekes of shehakel and adomo. If it's not grinded, it could be adomo. But if it's considered as grinded, then there is a question if it's berem in mezenis or shehakel.
Yes.
So we have two questions on rice. One is, even if it became bread, question, you made flour out of it, and then you made bread. A question if it's kidneys, so it's shehakel or mezenis. The second, if it's not grinded, if it's adomo or shehakel. So let's see now what is the maskone. The maskone is that you say on rice, shehakel. Why shehakel? We don't know if it's adomo or it's mezenis. So how shehakel helps? It's not shehakel. The reason for it is because if you have a question if it's adomo or mezenis, you cannot say as adomo, you cannot say mezenis. Because mezenis doesn't pater adomo. Adomo doesn't pater mezenis. It's two different things. So when you have a question, if it's a domo or mezeines, you have no other choice. You have to say shehakel. Because shehakel helps b'dieved on a domo and on mezeines. But a domo doesn't help for mezeines. Mezeines doesn't help for a domo.
Why doesn't a domo help for mezeines?
Because it is, the reason is, it changed, and there's another bracha on it. It was never included in a domo. It's not a domo now. Because it changed completely. But shehakel, I don't care if it changed or not. Shehakel includes everything. So therefore, let's see what the maskona is in Sif Yud. Umi sofek roi levorchol of shehakel kshu sholem.
So like a bowl of rice.
Yes. It's not glued together. Because even though there is no question, it's not a shakel, it's either a domo, either mezeines, but you have no other choice. So you say shakel, because shakel helps on both. In bire cholov bire priro domo yotzo. Why? Because maybe it's good. So you said already a bracha. So you can't say now anything else. But l'chatchila, you shouldn't say that, because maybe it doesn't help. So if you want to know what to do, make a rice shehakel. If you already made a domo, you thought the bracha is a domo, don't worry anymore, because it's okay.
What if you say mezeines? It's not okay?
I don't know.
Because someone becomes chabad.
No, the bracha has nothing to do with Chabad. The bracha, there is a question of machlekes, what is called oires and what is called doichon. So there is always a shaila. No, over there the mashaila, if it's called, when it's not glued, if it's called already maizik deira becoming mezeines or not. I don't know. He says only adomo helps b'dieved. Maybe because after all it became from a domo, I don't know, but the theory of lahatchile say shehakel, and if you said a domo, it helps. Is just like as explained. There is no question; it's not shehakel because it's not glued together. Question is if it's a domo on or mezeines. When you have a sofek, if it's a domo or mezeines, you have to say shehakel.
But also the fact that it's not glued together means that maybe it's also not mezeines. Could that be?
Then it's a domo.
But also maybe not mezeines, no?
It's not mezeines if it's a domo. Yeah, but since mezeines comes from a domo, so, and maybe it is a domo, so if you said already, it says it could help. You shouldn't say anything
more.
Well,
mezeines doesn't help.
I don't know. Because mezeines doesn't help on a domo at all. Because it's not a domo, it's not mezeines.
Right.
But mezeines has a little bit, it comes from mezeines. Madomo, I don't know.
Okay.
That is the two subject of rice. But the subject is more complicated by grain. That you made a kasha of it that it's not glued together.
Mm-hmm.
Why over there is more difficult? Over there is also a shaila, if it's a domo or it's mezeines. The reason is why over there is more complicated, because over there we have another sofek. The other sofek is on the brocha achreino. Here barais, in any case the brocha achreino is bir nefoshes. So we have no issue with the brocha achreino. But by the grain that you made a kasha of it and it's not glued together. So we don't know which brocha achreino we should make. We don't know it's bere nefoshes. If it's a domo, it's bere nefoshes. If it's bere mide mezeines, then it's a lamichyo. So we don't know. Over there, for sure it doesn't help one or the other.
You're talking about wheat that's whole?
Yes.
Cooked whole?
Yes.
Okay. But not, what's it called? Clayus?
Clayus is baked.
Baked. Oh, this is cooked.
Then there is no. She said cooked.
Okay, cooked.
Yes. What is the din if we eat something that we don't know if we have to say Brocha Achreine of the Mein Gimel or Berel Nefeshes? Each one doesn't help. This question is not only by rice or by grain. It's also a kind of fruit that we don't know if it's Mein Gimel, if it's Shivas Aminim, or it's not from Shivas Aminim. So we don't know if we have to say Ber Nefesh. The first bracha is there always Ber Priyot. Second bracha, we don't know if it's Al Eitz or it's Ber Nefeshes. Al Eitz doesn't help on Ber Nefeshes, and the Ber Nefeshes doesn't help on the Eitz. So he says that if you want to do what you have to, you have to take another piece of cake, drink a little bit of water, that for sure you have to say Alamichya, for sure you have to say Ber Nefeshes, and then say both. Let's see how he says it together.
What about Adama? We don't think it would be Adama?
Adama is still Ber Nefeshes.
Adama doesn't become, yes.
Oh, sorry.
Let's see how he explains it. Sif Yudches. Birkas alamirio eino peteras birkas Ber Nefeshes. Birkas Ber Nefeshes eino peteras meingimu. So what do we do? Koldova shen is topic bebirchose imu meingimu e Ber Nefeshes. Either like grain that we don't, that wasn't glued together. Vereitze leichle shalibeti chasudo. Yechali midovar shebrochose Berge Nefeshes Rabbis, vedovar shebrochose Mein Gimel, meizamin shemestapik be, because each one of them doesn't help the other. So by the grain that is not glued together, we have two sfeikas. One sfeik is what brocha reshena we should make. Ber Pri Adamo or Ber Minemzenes. The second, brocha reshena. Do we have to say Ber Nefeshes, or we have to say Mein Gimel? So what should we do? Therefore, Barais, he says, say Shehakel, because we don't know, because it's not glued together. By grain, try to not do it. Eat it only in the middle of the meal. Eat it only in a way that you wouldn't have a problem. Because even if you'll solve it and you'll say Shehakel, you solved only the Brocha Rishena. But you didn't solve the Brocha Achreine. And Brocha Achreine, you cannot say anyone on both. So therefore, in Sif Ches, he doesn't say Shehakel. Say Ber Pri Adamo or Shehakel. He just says that we have a machlekes, and he doesn't say what to do, because you have a problem. Why is it that the Shehakel helps on bread and mezenas, and Ber Nefeshes doesn't help on mezenas? That's a general one. Ber Nefeshes, Rabbis, Chasrin, everything. So why shouldn't it help? Just like the Brocha Achreine, it helps, it should help the Brocha Achreine too. Let me try to explain what the difference is. It says in Chumash, V'ochalto, V'sevoto, V'rachto, you have to bench after you eat bread. If you didn't eat bread, doesn't say in Chumash that you have to make a Brocha Achreine. Then the Chachomim came and said, let's say a Brocha Achreine on everything. So this Brocha Achreine that the Gemara was mitaken, it was never meant to include bread or mezeinis. Because they came first. They in the Chumash it says that you say Brocha Achene on benching. Then the Chachamim came in the Mishnah and Gemara and said, whatever we eat, let's say Bor Nefoshes. So they were talking this Brocha. These Bor Nefoshes were never included the Gimel, main Gimel. So it can't help. What is the din by the Brocha Rishena? Brocha Rishena, the Menatera doesn't say, you don't have to say Brocha Rishena. Brocha Rishena is Lachatchila Takon Rav Chachomim. So they made the Takon Ashakel Nibidore on everything. Then they said, if it's growing, it's more Choshev, let's say have a special Brocha for it, Adomo. If it is growing on a tree, it has more shivas, let's say a special brocha on it, bear praise. If it became mizeinus, it's more choshev, and let's say a special brocha on it, bear min mizeinus. If it's more choshev, it became bread, let's say a more choshev brocha, a meitzer lechem menorot. They all came later. Lachatchila, they were talking, you say a brocha before you eat bear, b'shakel, b'dvore, everything. So the shehakel included everything. But then they made a special bracha for each one. So the Beresh shehakel included them. So if you say shehakel on everything, it helps.
Could you technically make very b'dieved shehakel on bread?
If you have no choice, yes. Because you don't, if you don't know what bracha meat? Yeah, let's say you don't know if it's bread or if it's from the grain or it's kidneys. So you don't know if it's bread, hamitzelach minoretz, or it's shakel. So or it's shakel. So you say shakel, and it will help even on bread. But you'll have a problem that you wouldn't know if you have to bench.
Right.
And then the bir nefoshes wouldn't help, and the benching wouldn't help.
So there's transferability between Bracha Rishayna, but not Bracha
Harayna. Correct. Okay. By Bracha Harayna, there is no one helped for the other. Like it says in Sif Dalet, Ve'al kulam, all kinds, in Bir Shakel Nye B'dvore, Yotzo, Afilu al Pas V'yayim, because Shehakel means everything. Lefiroch kol pri, Shehu Sofek ima pri oitze adomo, Nevor pri pri adomo. But you didn't solve the benching. So therefore, when he speaks about grain, the machlekes, he doesn't come with a solution. The best thing is to eat it in the middle of the meal. Or you eat a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And you say the two brachas.
I have a question. What bracha do you make on bread that's wheat mixed with rice? The one that we said about.
We don't have that. If it's mostly rice, you say shehakel, and if it's mostly grain, you say hametzlach noratz or menemzenes. There is no such a thing. Of since it's mixed, it becomes. It doesn't say. In Birkas Hananin. It says by matzah.
So it doesn't transfer?
I don't know.
The matzah, that's rice and wheat, what would you be able to wash for that matzah?
The question if you would say Ametzalach Menorot or you would say Berim Menemezenes, I don't know. Even if there is kind of matzah that is, you say Mezenes and it helps. Let's say it said make a mzenis becomes also when it's like taut, very soft and thin, and it's kosher for matzah. So you could sometimes say berim in the mzenis and eat matzah and you're yetzer.
Really?
Yeah, but we don't do that.
Matzah.
We don't do that. Like the blintzes. It says about the blintzes. The blintzes is thin and soft. So if you eat the only the blintzeh itself without the cheese that comes inside, so you said Berem and Mezeles. Even it's only water and flour. So
you want to get away with that one. But yeah. But isn't like for grains, doesn't it become the ikker? Because grains are the ikker. So
yes. Yes, could be.
So it would just be the same halacha as bread.
I don't know. I don't remember what it says. Could be it says, I don't remember. This is more or less the two sfeikas about rice and how we solve it. I mentioned kidneys is, if it becomes bread, it's shehakel. And if it didn't become bread, it's adoma. But if it's in between, there's also machlekes. But that machlekes is not our machlekes. I'll try to explain that. And that will start with any kind of fruit that you grind it and till you don't recognize what it is. You made out of the fruit, you made the jam. You cooked it and you grind it, and now it's a jam, and you don't even see what it is.
Or like a smoothie.
Yeah. So there is, we have a machlekes there. And then we'll get to the kidneys. If you could recognize on it what it is, then for sure you didn't lose the brocha of Aitz. If it's made for that, you didn't lose the brocha of Aitz, even if you don't recognize. Let's say you take apples, you make applesauce, very thin applesauce for children, for babies, that you don't even recognize. You still say Hoetz because it's made for that. If it's made for that, it still stays Hoetz.
Why is it made for that?
But that usually they do it. You do it. You make it for children, so you do it. You grind it.
So it's there.
But you also make smoothies. You also make smoothies. You also make smoothies. You juice also versus anything.
If it's made, it's very difficult to decide what it's made because the companies are making applesauce. But theoretically, if you decide that you want to make some kind of to smear on bread or something, a kind of a gem, you don't recognize what it is, and it's not really made for that, you make it, but it's not a standard thing that people make, then there is a machlekes if the brocha stays or not.
Is it about derech
hachilase? No, it's certainly derech hachilase. That's not a problem. Oh. Problem is if it stays, it is considered as an apple or it's considered as juice. Juice is something else, so it becomes shakel. The question is if the jam became something else which becomes shehakel, was it completely changed? Or it is still the Be'er Pro'etz. So is if you recognize it, it stays Ho'etz. If it's made for that, it stays Ho'etz. If you don't recognize and it doesn't stay, then there's a machlekes.
Is it things that can only be made out of fruit? So like applesauce can only be made out of an apple, you look at it, you know it's applesauce. Jams only made out of berries, maybe some sugar. Versus like a smoothie has liquid in it. It's like it's a drink. It's different.
If it's a drink, there is always shahakel.
It's always shahakel.
Yes.
So I'm like, what jams? Like, what makes jam it made out of a fruit that's usually made for jam, like a berry or apricot?
Sorry, let's say
is
you
always had eight.
If it's made for that, yes. If you take another fruit, you make some kind of, you cook it and you make it to shmir on bread or something like that, then there is a machlokes.
What about like this almond butter, peanut butter?
If, I don't know, there is not a real, there is not a real, I'll tell you an example, how much we don't know what is considered made for that. Is chocolate made for that?
What
you would say so.
Yeah.
And what bracha you say on chocolate?
Chocolate.
Why not to eat? It's crying. It is so much changed that you don't recognize. But it's still made for that. So it's not a clear thing what is called made for that. Because sometimes it's already regular that we consider it as changed so much. But in general, there's a difference if it's completely changed. You don't recognize. It's not made for that. Then the broche stays or doesn't stay.
But so we don't know. What about spices? Like dried spices. Technically, is that hadama?
But you don't need it. You eat it just when you eat something to give a spice, to give a taste in something else. You don't. Hey, the best example is Rosh Hashanah. We eat apple in honey. We say Bere Prioitz. We don't say Shehakel, even though the honey is Shehakel, because the honey is there not because you want to eat honey. You want the apple to have a taste of honey. So whenever you give something to give a taste, spices, you don't say broch. That's for fruit. Now let's...
Can I ask one more question? Yes. Jam. Nuts that are ha'eitz, and they're made into like a nut butter, like almond butter, would that be still ha'eitz if you eat, because like a significant amount of it?
If it's made to eat,
and we don't know if it's made to eat, you said we can't distinguish.
I don't know. Let's give you a example.
Peanut butter. Yeah.
Peanut butter.
Yeah.
So peanut butter, since it's made for that, it should stay hadoma.
Yeah.
But usually it's made to shmir on bread, not to eat it as it is. So then you don't say don't broche.
So it's
a tough one.
But what if you eat it by the spoon?
What?
Yeah.
If you eat with a spoon, it should stay there credible because it's made for that. But I don't know if it's made for eating with a spoon. I don't know. All these things, I just started the subject that is not so clear. But I explain you the background, you should understand what is not clear then.
I was just asking that because the rule of that would make jam ha'eitz is the same rule that would make almond butter ha'eitz.
Right.
If it's like something adomo. That you eat.
The almond butter, yes.
Almonds are adomo?
Yeah, no. Peanut butter.
Okay.
Yeah, almond butter is the same thing. I don't know if it's made. Usually people, if they make it, it should be almond butter. Usually almond you eat as it's almond as they are. So I don't know if it's considered made for that. If a company does it, it doesn't become yet the standard of doing that. The question if it's a standard. All this was an introduction that we shall now speak what is the din of kidneys. We know that kidneys, if you make bread out of it, since it completely changed, you said a shakel. That's what it says in Gemara. It changed completely, and you say shakel. But there is a problem. We just mentioned that if we have fruit and we completely grinded it, that you don't even recognize, it's a machlokes. If it stays or eats, or it becomes shakel. By Kidney is that is grained and made flour and made the cake of it. It says in Gemara that we say shehakel. So why should be there shehakel and not like other fruit according to the day that we say that other fruit it stays or eats? Why is kidneys grinded and made the bread more becoming shehakel than other fruit that you grind and you don't even recognize? So therefore, it says that the reason why kidneys becomes shehakel is not because you don't recognize, because we are saying the other day says that even if it's not recognized, it still says oitz. And here you say shehakel. So there is a special reason that if the kidneys you changed, it becomes shehakel. Why? Because it's made for the reasons. But anyways, it's anyway shehakel. Since the reason is not because you don't recognize, but because it changed, so any kind of change would make it shehakel. If the reason is because it changed completely according to the daya that says if it changed completely, it becomes shehakel, then the kidneys, if it changed completely, it becomes shehakel. If you just make a kasha of it, breaking two pieces of each one, it still stays adam. But if the other fruit, even if it changed completely, it is still roed or adam, then what is the reason for kidneys? Because kidneys are different. So therefore, even if you make a kasha of it, it is also becoming a shakel.
What if in the kasha you can still make out what it is in the individual pieces?
That's what we're speaking about. That you, it only changed for each one you broke. You make two pieces of one.
So it's still shehakel.
According to this day, if it's according to the day that when it's completely different by fruit, it becomes shakel. So then kidneys have the same din as fruit. That only if it's completely different, if it became flour, it becomes shakel. But according to the day that by fruit, it never loses the broche, so then you have to say that kidneys is different. So then by kidneys, even if it's broken into two, it also becomes shakel.
Which opinion was that fruit never changes its bracha?
It's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch and 2 days in the...
So even there's a day that even oranges would be ha'itz?
No. I think he mentioned to me that you wanted in one occasion I should explain the juice. That's a separate thing. It's completely different. Over there is for certain shehakel. But we're speaking about grinded. And it's still not drinkable. It's edible. So then there is a machlekes. And according to this, is also different by kidneys. That if we say by fruit that if it's completely different, then becomes shehakel, then kidneys has the same din. But if we say that fruit is always staying unless it becomes juice, but otherwise it always becomes, so we have to say that kidneys is different. So then kidneys, even if it's broken into two, it's also becoming shehakel.
Because we follow day number one.
Therefore, if it's a kasha of kidneys that is broken into, so we say shehakel, because every time that we have a sofek, if it's shehakel or adomo, we say shehakel. But with the Schwarze Kasche, it's kidneys and it's cooked together, but it's not necessarily broken. So then for sure we say Adama.
You say Adama?
Yeah, because it's not broken. If each one still stands for itself, so it's just like Kloyes, just like broiled or cooked wheat. That it didn't become, it's only if it broke in, you grinded it, or at least you knocked on it, it should become from each one, should become smaller, two pieces, then there's a machlekes, and then you say shakel. But if you have the Schwarze Kasche, which is still not broken, you see each one for itself, so then for sure you have to say Adam. Yeah, no. That's more or less what I had in mind to discuss. If you have any more questions, otherwise, that's more or less.
Yeah, just have a question. So there's a minhag that some people have to say three brachas on, if they have rice.
Yes, but it doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch, doesn't say in Pesukei Hasidah, and they do it, and some people say that's the best. It says in Shulchan Aruch about the bracha achreine, if you don't know which bochachene, you have no choice, you have to eat a little bit from this and a little bit from that. About rice, it doesn't say that. It says you could eat it in the middle of the meal, or you say shakel. And those people that do say three broches, not always they do the right thing. Why? Because you drink a little bit, something that you're not thirsty. You don't have to say a broche on that. Broche and shakel is only when you're thirsty and you want to eat something. But if you eat it just because you want to be able to say the bracha, it doesn't say that in Shulchan Aruch, and not necessarily. So we never. I know I don't recommend it. Some people do so.
You say it's better to say shakel.
That's what it says. We could see in Sif Yud Aleph, in Sif Yud Misofek. Roy Lavorgel of Shehakel Chushalim in Birbir Pradom Yetzer. But it doesn't say you should eat it. And in Yud Aleph he says, if you don't need it in the middle of a meal, say Shehakel. It doesn't say eat three kinds. The three kinds, to understand the three kinds, you had to understand everything that I discussed. Because I afterward discussed with the Seder's two questions, and one question is if it's Adomo or Mezenas, and one question if it's Mezenas or Shakel. So it becomes three options. Therefore, when they do it, they do all three. But there is a question if it's good. But to understand why three, why rice should be three, so I explained what is the options and what are the questions, what is the machlekes, and that's why it's three. But practically, it doesn't say to say three. It says either eat it in the middle of the meal, either say shakel.
I don't know if you're a shemayim that has to eat it in a meal.
Each one should say, decide for himself. Right. If he wants to be mehader, he's mahader. That's what it's called in Shemayim. If you feel that you want to be mahader, you're mahader. If you don't feel that you have to be mahader, you don't.
Okay.
It's not something that is a rule.
I still have a question from the beginning. One about the matzah.
Yes.
So we don't eat matzah made with rice on Pesach because we don't have kidneys, but we do eat matzah on Pesach, which is made out of something that could be chametz.
Correct.
So why can't we say that we eat rice if it's in matzah?
Correct.
But we don't eat
correct.
Rice.
It's a good question, but they say that by rice you will not be careful because it doesn't matter. And by kidneys, you're not careful. And especially if you make a kasha, so you make it with milk or with something. So it is touching water. So if you feel you do it, you may use kinds of grains also in the kasher. So therefore, they were mitaken. And that's the Sheni was mitaken time of the Rambam, of the Rashi, like 700-800 years ago. They were mitaken, and they were mitaken for the Ashkenazim do it. The Sfarim didn't accept it. There is different minhagim. So they eat kidneys with them.
Is there, like, I guess a set rule for when the Alter Rebbe feels that the Safek is so severe that you should wash, versus that, meaning, when we just had one Safek, on the rice, he told you didn't say you should wash, he just even eat Yerushalayim, he just said Shahakol, and then the second stage, he said you should wash. So is it just because there's two? Yerushalayim always, it says that Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim should eat it only in the middle of the meal.
But like in halacha yud, so you're saying like Yerushalayim is on both of them? Meaning, it doesn't mention in yud that you should eat it in the middle of the meal. Why in Yud it doesn't say you should eat it in the middle of the meal, even though there is a question if Mizenes or Adomo. And he says you should say Sehakil. And in Yud Aleph, he says Yerushalayim should eat it only in the meal. I don't know why there isn't. But the whole thing of eating the meal, whenever it mentions, it is only for Yerushalayim. The same thing is also about regular cake. That we eat regular cake, that is the bread cake, what is it called? That you make it with juice. Mezenis bread. So it says that Yerushalayim should eat it only in the meal. Because there is a machlekes, if that is considered as bread or it's considered as mezeinus. So since there's a machlekes, he has a whole explanation of why mezeinus should be enough and then alamichya should be enough. A whole explanation. But still he says Yerushalayim should eat it only in a meal.
Can you wash a mezonos bread?
If it's a meal. A meal has two rules. You have to eat, when you eat, the difference if you eat a snake or you eat a meal. When you eat a meal, it's till you fill completely. And a snake is, So if you eat it as a snack, that you don't eat so much, you can't wash. But if you eat it as a whole meal, and you eat the shear of more than four eggs size, like a full mezeinus bread, a full roll, then if you eat like a full meal, you could eat, you should eat mezeinus, eat a mezi. But there's a lot of details into it, and just saying very general, if we should have to go to that, and it's much more to explain.
Can you halachically define a kasha? Like in a few words, my sekedera is ground up one of the five grains cooked in a pot, cooked.
Yes.
So what would kasha be?
Kasha has the same thing, because it's cooked, it's called my sekedera. But the difference between regular my sekedera and kasha is that kasha is usually mixed with some kind of liquid. And that's why it becomes kasha. It's not a thing for itself, but actually the same thing. Everything that is cooked, even if you cook a bread, let's say that you have the knedlach, last day of Pesach, we eat kledlach. So we take matzah, we grind it, we make out of it a kledlach, and we cook it, and we say, Berem Nozenes. Why not a meitzi? It should be a meitzi, because there's only water and flour. There's nothing else, because it's not cooked. In order to become bread, it has to be baked.
And also, one last question is just about Iris. Assuming that we know that Iris is rice and that machlekes about Iris and Daihan aside, what about Iris made a... I'm still having a hard time understanding. What about Iris made the Rishonim not make it one of the chamit? Like, why isn't it Sheshes made a dagin? Why is it chamit? Like, Daihan, putting that thing aside.
Because they decided it is not as making your soveya as bread.
But oats function the same way. A bowl of oats versus oat flour. It's not as hard.
So they, when they was metakin that 1,500 years ago, they didn't make the takone. We can't make a takone of a brocha. The Gemara 1,500 years ago made a takone that since rice is not so much, there is contrast that they eat only rice. But in our places, they didn't make so much rice to eat. They ate rice, but the main meal was the five grains. So they decided that the rice is not similar to the five grains. It's not becoming six. It is just a little bit similar in a few halachas, because it's not regular food for like the grain.
So besides for the fact that it wasn't so common, there's nothing else that really makes rice an outlier from the Chamishas Mini Dagan?
Yes, because they didn't...
They didn't deal with it, so it just wasn't one of them?
They did, they dealt, and they said it's halfway. They said it's Mezenas and Berenafoshes. That's what they said then. So that stays with us. Even though you'll go to China and your full meals is going to be rice, they wouldn't change because the takana was then. And the takana was then because it's not so much. Let's say another thing. Bachomets. Rice is not becoming chomets. So different. All five grains, if you make it with water, you leave it to stay, it becomes bigger and it's chometz. Rice just gets spoiled, but they're not becoming chometz. That's what the halacha is. There is a difference in the nature and the character of the rice.
Oh, does it not have gluten?
I don't know the details.
Well, because I think oats have gluten. Right, but barley and rye are also...
Yeah,
so I don't know if that's...
That's it. That's the reason.
But oats doesn't. That's just confusing.
No, oats do. No, you can get gluten-free options, but usually oats do have gluten.
Most of them.
Like, it has to specify this is gluten-free for celiac people. And usually, sometimes it's not. Mm-hmm. So that's what it is.
Oh, okay.
Could be. I don't know. Because I can bet you that the Gemara doesn't speak about gluten.
Well, maybe gluten is what is there.
Well, that's what it does make it.
I don't know.
I mean, the fact that the chamishas meaning dagan is, then dagan is gluten.
Could
no,
be.
No, that is what covers it.
What makes a grain if it has gluten in it?
But
because rice is a grain, but it doesn't have gluten.
No, because that gets to be a factor, but the distinguishing factor of what is dagan.
Yeah, you don't know why I decided that.
It could be, yeah, they're all dagan. It could be all, they're all grain, but it's not necessarily because they're all, that is what is dagan.